It's now time once again for an all-new episode of The Cody Springer Show. This podcast is real, raw, uncensored, sometimes gritty, sometimes thought-provoking. This is a life podcast.
What's good, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another edition of the Cody Springer Show. This is going to be a premium episode, but it will be available in about 3 days. So if you want to listen to this episode, immediately, then you're going to have to subscribe to the Cody Springer Show Premium and pay the 49 cents to get this premium episode before anybody else does. So, yeah, if you want to listen to this podcast today, then you'll have to subscribe for 49 cents. If not, then you're going to have to wait 3 days from now. So, today's Sunday. So, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Wednesday, this episode will become free for everybody. And today, I'm going to talk about the Power Universe. Yes, I'm going to talk about the Starz hit show Power and the Power Universe. I'm going to talk about the spinoff shows, talk about the main series, and the future of Power, because I just think this universe is just an awesome universe overall. We'll start from the beginning here. Talk about the hit TV show Power. Power first premiered in 2014, I believe. Yeah, I think it was 2014 when Power first came onto Starz. And I didn't even know about Power at that point. But, 50 Cent and Courtney Kemp came together to create a show about a club owner living a double life. He was a drug kingpin, but he was also a nightclub owner. And it was just an interesting dynamic. This guy is a nightclub owner, but he's also a murdering drug dealer. And then we go through this journey into the mind of James St. Patrick, who is also known as Ghost. Yes, like James St. Patrick, his street name was Ghost, and that's because of how he operated. James St. Patrick was a smooth operator, dude. Like, he just operated in the shadows, and not very many people knew the identity of Ghost. Like, he kept his identity very close to the vest, and then it turns into this tragic love story between him and his high school sweetheart, Angela Valdez. Yeah, him and Angela Valdez, he meets her in the first episode. Haven't seen each other in probably 15 years, I think it was. She's become a federal prosecutor. And then James, he's become a nightclub owner. Or so Angela thinks. And then, come to find out, she's a part of this task force to bring down the man that Ghost is selling the drugs for. Felipe Lobos. And they have to find out who Felipe Lobos' distributor is for the drug network. And Angela has no idea that it's James, who is the New York distributor for the Lobos organization. So we go through this whole journey, you know, Ghost, being a family man, being a nightclub owner, to being a gun runner, not a gun runner, a drug dealer. You know, him and his best friend, Tommy Egan, you know, they grew up together. You know, they were raised by the same person, you know, because Ghost grew up without his father and his mother. You know, he was taken in by Tommy's mother, and she had to raise them boys on her own. And they came up in the streets, and they met Kanan Stark, played by 50 Cent. And Kanan showed Tommy and Ghost the ways of the drug game. But, you know, see, that's the thing. Ghost had bigger aspirations. Like, he didn't want to stay in the drug game. Like, Ghost wanted to get out of the drug game, go legit. You know, that's what the whole club was about. But Tommy didn't see it that way, man. Tommy's like, you know what? I live and die for the fucking streets. You know, this is my path. And, you know, you just see this whole story unfold. And you know, Ghost, you know, he sacrifices everything. You know, his freedom, his club, his family, for the woman he loves. That being Angela, you know. And Angela's doing the same thing for him. You know, sacrificing her career, her life, for him, for Ghost. So, I'm not going to try to give out too many spoilers for the Power series. There will be spoilers in this podcast, just so everybody knows. And I'll put this in a disclaimer at the beginning of the episode, so everybody knows. So, if you don't want to be spoiled or anything like that, then you got to check out Power first and then come back to this podcast. So, yeah, in continuing. So, you know, we get to the penultimate season of Power, where Tommy feels betrayed by Ghost for the last fucking time. You know, and Tommy ends up killing his own father. His name was Tony Teresi. And, you know, and there's a whole, the whole dynamic with Tony Teresi would take a long time to explain, but Ghost ended up tricking Tommy into killing his own dad. So, in Tommy Egan's eyes, eye for an eye. So Tommy tries to kill Ghost. You know, Angela meets up with Ghost at their old high school, and Tommy, you know, follows Ghost there, and he tries to kill him. However, Angela sees Tommy, you know, pointing the gun at him, and Angela puts herself in harm's way and takes the bullet for Ghost. And then, when we open the final season, you know, the season premiere of the final season, Angela dies from the gunshot wound. Like, she dies in the hospital. You know? So, Ghost, you know, he was out for revenge against Tommy. You know, trying to kill Tommy. So, Ghost and Tommy are at odds. And then Ghost's son, Tariq, is becoming more and more unhinged, you know, because he got pulled into the drug life because of Kanan. You know, Kanan turned Tariq out, and now Tariq wants to be in the drug business. And Ghost don't want that shit. You know, because he's seen what the drug game has done to him and his family, and he doesn't want Tariq to do that shit. But now Ghost goes into a position where he wants to become more legit, and the opportunity comes to fruition for him to enter politics. You know, he had the partnership with Rashad Tate, who will be a focal point in the Power series, and Ghost ends up running for lieutenant governor of New York. And, you know, Ghost, he's, you know, trying to be, you know, live a legitimate life away from the drug game and just put everything behind him. And, you know, and Tariq's facing the possibility of taking the responsibility for his own actions, because Tariq committed a murder. You know, because Tariq got his sister, Raina, killed. You know, because Tariq got into some problems. And, you know, she was murdered by a New York City cop who was, you know, actually living a double life as, you know, a gangbanger, practically. And Tariq killed that guy. And then Ghost, you know, pretty much made it seem like, well, since I'm running for public office, then Tariq, you know, you gotta take the hit for, you know, what you did. You know, but I'm gonna help you out. You know, I'll make sure you just get probation, maybe military camp, you know, something like that. And Tariq couldn't have that. So then we get the whole storyline at the end of season 6 of who shot Ghost. You know, there was like 6 suspects, you know, of, you know, figuring out who shot James St. Patrick, who shot Ghost. And then we find out towards the end of the season that Ghost dies. And then ultimately it's revealed that Tariq was the one who killed Ghost. Yes. So that's how Power ended. You know, that's how, you know, Power ended. You know, there were 6 seasons that unfolded in the series that started the Power universe. You know, Tariq pulls the trigger on his own father, Ghost, and now we have 4 spinoff shows, and we have 3 of them, or 2 of them are currently airing on Stars, that being Power Book 2, Ghost, starring Michael Rainey Jr., who plays Tariq. And then we have Raising Kanan, that's Power Book 3, Raising Kanan, starring Makai Curtis as Kanan Stark, a young Kanan Stark. So, and then we have 2 shows. We have the first season of Power Book 4, Force, that's the Tommy Egan spinoff. You know, that will be coming in January of next year. And then we have Power Book 5, Influence. And that would be based on Rashad Tate. You know, he's played by Lorenz Tate. So let's talk about the spinoffs. Because, you know, we have the 4 spinoffs that are all in relation to the original series. So the first one is Power Book 2, Ghost. You know, Book 2, Ghost, takes place where the first Power Book 1 left off, with Tariq, you know, shooting and killing Ghost. So Tariq has to deal with living with that, killing his own father. And, you know, and his mom taking the fall for it. Because that's what ultimately ended up happening was, you know, at the end of Power, Tariq kills Ghost, and Tasha is the one who gets arrested for it. And then, and with Ghost's inheritance, Tasha gets nothing from the inheritance. Not a dime. And then Tariq, you know, gets everything, but he has to complete a 4-year degree. He has to complete a 4-year collegiate degree in order to get his inheritance. So Tariq has to go to Stansfield University, and, you know, he has to complete a 4-year college degree in order to, you know, get Ghost's inheritance. So, he has to deal with being in college, and then, you know, he ends up working with the Tejada family. You know, and the Tejada family is headed up by Lorenzo and Monet Tejada. Lorenzo is currently locked up. You know, he's serving like a 20-year prison sentence. And then Monet is the queenpin. She's in charge. And then she has her kids working for her: Kane, Diana, and Drew. You know, Kane's a soldier, but Kane doesn't always think, You know, he definitely doesn't fucking think shit through. And then you got Diana and Drew, who want nothing to do with the drug life. You know, Diana wants to go to college, play basketball like her cousin Zeke. And then Drew wants to draw, you know. And book two, you know, there was some controversy in the first season because, you know, Drew is a gay character. And, you know, they were showing scenes of Drew hooking up with another guy. I mean, they didn't show any, like, nudity or anything, but just showing them, like, making out and, you know, just doing stuff that gay couples do, you know? I mean, I didn't really necessarily have a problem with it. You know, I don't have a problem with gay people at all. You know, I'm very accepting of everyone, regardless of what their sexuality is. You know, if you're gay, cool. If you're a lesbian, cool. You know, if you're bisexual, that's cool too. You know, I don't judge, you know? But yeah, like, yeah, so there's some controversy there. But I think with time, people will accept it because in Power, there were gay and lesbian characters. You know, like Lobos was bisexual. You know, that's a big misconception because people think that Lobos is gay. No, he's actually bisexual because a lot of people forget that, you know, in the very first episode, Ghost made a mention of Lobos fucking his sister, which is just fucked up on so many levels, but, you know, Ghost said that, you know, and then, you know, we saw Lobos with several men throughout his time on the show. So, like, yeah, so Lobos was a bisexual character. Then you had, I can't think of her name. I want to say it's, Blanca Rodriguez. Blanca Rodriguez was a lesbian character on the show. She was married to a woman. So, yeah, you had several different gay, bisexual, gay characters on Power. You know, and now we go into Ghost, where Drew is gay. And I'm sure there will be other gay and bisexual characters and lesbian characters on the show. You know, Raising Kanan, you know, has a Jukebox who is a lesbian, you know, and Power covered that, you know, that Jukebox is a lesbian. And, you know, we saw her relationship on Raising Kanan in the first season. But back on Ghost. So Tariq is juggling all this shit, you know, trying to graduate early and then also move product for the Tejadas. And also trying to get Tasha out of jail. Because as of right now, she's the one taking the blame for Ghost and Tommy's drug organization. So in the end of Power Book 2 Season 1, Tariq comes clean to Tamika about killing Ghost. And then Tariq flips the tables on Cooper Sacks, and he gets his mom set free. She gets to, you know, go into witness protection as long as she names Tommy Egan as the head of the St. Patrick Egan drug organization. And Tommy, he's been in the wind since Power ended. Because, you know, Tommy said that he was going to go off to California and start up his own organization. But, you know, we'll get into that more with Force. And so then Tommy came back to New York to try to settle the score with Tasha and kill her for, you know, killing Lakeisha. However, Tariq prevented Tommy from doing that. Tasha gets whisked away into witness protection. And then Tommy Egan, you know, he's got no choice but to walk away from the situation. But then, you know, we go to what happened in the finale where Jabari is one of Tariq's professors at Stansfield. He is one of the teachers in canonical studies, and it's a very rigorous course that Tariq is taking. But he needs to complete this course in order to graduate from Stansfield early, so that way he can get Ghost's inheritance. So Jabari, he's also an author. His first book was a big success. His second book flopped. So he really needs a book to really bounce back. So he follows Tariq. And, you know, he spies on Tariq and notices that he has been working with the Tahadas and the whole drug organization. So he comes to Tariq with an offer. He's like, look, Tariq, I know the shit you're into, but you're interesting, and I want to write a book on you. You know, I'll pay you. So, yeah, so Jabari met up with Tariq, and then Kane followed Tariq to the park and shot Jabari in the chest. And, you know, and Kane thought that Tariq was fucking snitching. He's like, no, that's not it at all. And he's like, look, I'll prove it to you. So then Tariq kills Jabari, shoots him in the head. So that's where Power Book 2, first season 1, ended. Now here we go into season 2. That's airing right now on Stars. And Tariq has to, you know, slowly but surely deal with the consequences of what he's done and how it's all going to catch up to him. And I think that's going to be really interesting to see how that goes. Now let's talk about Book 3, Raising Kanan. We saw the first season unfold on Stars. Basically, it's how Kanan grew up in Southside Jamaica, Queens at 15 years old, and his mom being a queen pin, you know, and his uncles, which is, you know, his mom's brothers, Marvin and, that's Marvin and Lulu, you know, they are working for Raquel, you know, that's Kanan's mom. And, you know, and it was a very interesting first season, you know, seeing how Kanan's mom made him into who he was. Because in Power, you know, Kanan fucked Tariq's life up, you know, tried to make Ghost's life a living hell, you know. And then in the end, Kanan is betrayed by the person that he mentored. He mentored Tariq, taught him the game. And then Tariq ends up betraying Kanan, and then we see that infamous police shootout with Kanan and the cops, and Kanan dies. We saw how Kanan's journey in the Power universe ended. But this is showing the start of that. You know, his transition process from being, a clueless 15-year-old kid who just wants to help out his mom to being one of the most ruthless hustlers in the streets. And, you know, Kanan had to do some horrible shit in that first season, you know. Like, yeah, he caught two bodies, you know, in this first season as a 15-year-old. Well, I would say one and a half, because, you know, he shot Detective Malcolm with the intent of killing him because his mom put him up to it. But Kanan did not know that Detective Malcolm is actually his real father. Because he thought that this person named DEFCON Stark was actually his real father. But no, DEFCON, actually gay, used Raquel as a cover. So yeah, man, it's very interesting to see some similarities between the characters, you know, in the spinoffs. Because in Book 2, you know, Tariq is a lot like Ghost. And then you have Lauren, who's a lot like Angela, and Diana, who's a lot like Tasha, and, you know, there's just similarities between all the characters from the original series into the spinoffs. You know, Lulu's a lot like Ghost, you know, like he doesn't see the value in being in the drug game, you know, wants to go into more legitimate avenues, you know, Yeah, like there's just a lot of similarities between the characters. So I think it's going to be quite interesting to see how Raising Kanan Season 2 picks up, you know, knowing what Kanan did to Detective Malcolm and how that's going to, you know, propel the story forward. You know, I definitely think that we need to see Kanan meeting a young Ghost and a young Tommy at some point in the series. You know, definitely bring in the Breeze character that's been talked about a lot from the original series and that whole dynamic, you know, and I definitely think that the Power Book 3 Raising Kanan needs to end with Ghost setting up Kanan to go to jail. You know, because that was the whole beef between Ghost and Kanan in the first place. You know, Ghost set Kanan up with a car full of drugs and sent Kanan to prison. So I definitely think that's how Book 3 needs to end. And now we have the two Power spinoffs that's in production. We have Force that is going to be premiering in January of this coming year. So February 6th of 2022. And we're going to be seeing the journey of Tommy Egan post Power. You know, we're going to be seeing Tommy Egan get into some stuff with some new characters, you know, in Chicago. And even though Tommy said he was going to go to California, looks like we're making like a pit stop into New York, or not New York, but into Chicago. So we're going to see what's going to be like for Tommy in Chicago, you know, seeing basically him going to a new world, you know, like seeing how Tommy's going to adjust without Ghost being there to guide him. I think that's going to be quite interesting to see. And then we have Power Book 5, Influence, starring Lorenz Tate playing Rashad Tate. Rashad Tate is actually in this as a main cast member of Power Book 2, Ghost Season 2. And I do think that this season of Ghost is going to set up Tate's spinoff, Influence. You know, I definitely think it's going to be different from all the other Powers, all the other books. I think it's going to be like kind of more political based, but you're going to have that drama in there. You know, there's going to be some type of power moves that happen, and maybe we'll get to see some violence along the way. You know, maybe Rashad Tate will have to kill somebody. I don't know. But yeah, I definitely think that, you know, it's going to be interesting going from to a political standpoint rather than a drug and money standpoint. So, yeah, I definitely think it's going to be quite interesting to see how the Rashad Tate spinoff goes. So, yeah, I definitely think the Power Universe is heading into definitely a great direction, you know, because, like, Courtney Kemp was inspired by the Marvel Universe and what they've been able to do with the, you know, in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, because we've had so many great Marvel films come out over the last, like, 5 to 10 years, really. You know, we've had all the Iron Man movies, you know, we've had the Avengers movies, we've had Deadpool, you know, Black Panther, you know, we've had so many great Marvel movies come out, and so she was inspired by that. I'm like, well, what if we made the Power series into a universe, you know, and connect all these characters and do different type of spinoff shows, you know, and that way the fans of Power get to continue to love the universe and to experience different stories with different characters. So I definitely think she had an amazing idea, you know, and I definitely think it's been very successful. Stars knows that Power is the cash cow for them, you know. That's why they're automatically renewing new seasons right away, you know, because they know that people subscribe to Stars to watch Power. And that's not an offense to other shows like Hightown or Heels or any other the other shows that are on Stars right now, but Power is the main reason why people subscribe to the Stars app. You know, it's just that simple, man. You know, people come to Stars to watch Power. And there are still people that are binge-watching the original Power. So, I mean, the show's success lies within its writing and lies within its characters. But now I'm going to go back on my point about Ghost. You know, James St. Patrick, played by Omari Hardwick, who, in my opinion, is an amazing actor. But there's been, you know, rumors that, you know, Ghost actually faked his death. And that maybe, just maybe, we haven't seen the last of James St. Patrick. But I'm telling you, if they go down this route, they're going to have to really explain how the fuck he survived all that. Just saying. You know, I would love to see Omari Hardwick back in the thick of things as Ghost. You know, I definitely would be open to that. But they're going to have to really explain how he survived and how he faked his death, you know. Yeah, they're going to have to really explain all that shit. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting if it does happen. But I know Omari has an incredibly busy film schedule with the other projects that he's in. So, yeah, we're just going to have to wait and see. But yeah, that, ladies and gentlemen, that's my thoughts on the Power universe. If you are a fan of Power, let me know. You know, who's your favorite Power character, and which of the spinoff shows do you like more? Do you like Ghost more, or do you like Raising Kanan more? Yeah, let me know. I'm definitely open to hearing your feedback. And if you listen to this on the premium edition, I thank you very much for your subscription and your support. And if you're listening on Wednesday for the free version, or on the free version of the Cody Sprinter Show, you know, I still thank you for your support and your time to listen to the podcast. And I'll talk to you guys very soon. Peace.
Thank you for listening. We thank you for your support. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcasting platform. We are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and many more. Follow Cody on Instagram at the Cody Springer. Have a great day, and we will talk to you again soon.